You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
About 2 weeks ago, around the 15th of August, we had a conversation with NDO attorneys. They were the attorneys representing the Municipal Employees Pension Fund. They had requested that the current fund administrators, that is Akani Retirement Fund administrators, be removed as the fund administrators of the pension fund, and that the fund be placed under curatorship, and that Akani's license be taken away or suspended by the FSCA. Following that conversation, the Akani team have reached out to us as part of their right to reply to the conversation, and I have the privilege of speaking to the chairman of the Akani group, that is Zamani Lechane, to get a sense of what's happening here and just clarify some of the points. Good evening, Zamani. Thanks so much for reaching out, and thanks for taking the time. There are some very, very serious allegations that are being leveled against your companies, more than one, but we will stick to the ones that we have been discussing up to now. I want to, before we get into some of the matters, just get your initial thoughts and reflections around what is being said.
Good afternoon to you and to our listeners. The statement made by NDO attorneys, it's incorrect, and there's no truth on it. The Akani Group has been the administrator of various schemes of various pension funds, including the Municipal Employees Pension Fund. At no stage where our administration was found wanting. And what is said is that he requests or propagating for the taking or terminating the license or suspending the license. But it doesn't say what is the reason thereof. So that does not hold water. We are fully compliant as Akani administrators, and all the time, all the years, for over 25 years now that we've been in existence, we never found ourselves wanting. All our clients auditing are all unqualified and clean throughout the 23 years of administration.
Mr. Lechane, we'll get into the audits in a second when we look at the numbers. I definitely do want to get into that. Let's start by looking at the administration side of it and the potential conflict of interest conversations that have been emerging from there. The understanding is that at some stage, you were the principal officer of the MEPF. After your departure as principal officer, you then became the fund administrator of the same pension fund. At the same time, the principal officer was your partner, life partner, and subsequent to that, the current principal officer of the MEPF right now is also a director of the Akani Energy business. Is that correct?
That is not correct. It's wrong. When, yes, at some stage I once been a principal officer of the fund. That was way back in 2003. And the fund went into a tender where after I acquired my license to do administration, I then applied as well, like any other tendering. And I therefore qualified to be the administrator of the fund. Remember, I got my license in 99. And from 2021, I was not administering to MEPF or Municipal Employees Pension Fund. I was only appointed in 2003.
So
the flipping of that statement is not correct.
Okay, so I'm not aiming to flip any conversations. We're just working on the facts that we have. You mentioned that you got the license in 1999. According to the FSCA's records, the license was only authorized in 2005. Let's move on from that.
It was updated in 2005.
That's okay. We can move past that. I want to look at the fact that the principal officer that would succeed you by way of election or whatever processes would have been followed by the MEPF, that principal officer and yourself have a personal relationship. Is that factually correct, or had a personal
that
relationship?
That was also incorrect.
Are you saying you had absolutely no relationship with Mrs. Margaret Lechrange?
In the past, we had, but life continues. I would like to respectfully request you not to talk about personal issues, but to stick to the business.
Understandable. The business side of that question is exactly this, is that having had Ms. Lekhranje as the principal officer of the fund, succeeding you as the principal officer of the fund, was there not a conflict of interest at any point in time?
Not at all. Remember, Board of Trustees takes an independent decisions. When they apply for a positions, when they advertise for a positions, there will be many candidates that will be applying for such positions. The one that is successful gets appointed. So that was the situation. Now, the other part which you may not be aware of, principal officers in the country don't form part of the decision making. Decisions are made by the Board of Trustees, independently so.
Okay.
Principal officer in the Board of Trustees, it's an ex officio. He or she will then be there as an observer when the board debate the item, and the board will debate and resolve according to their own decisions, and they'll move on. So principal officer don't form part of that.
Understood. Let's move on to the matters around some of those decisions that were taken by the board. The understanding is that there were several properties that belonged to Akane Properties that were then subsequently sold into the pension fund, and then Akane Properties now manages those properties on behalf of the pension fund. Is that correct?
It's only two properties. So let us not ride on a mountain. The fund has 22 properties nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Only in two newly properties, which, for your information, I have a mandate to invest on a property portfolio of which is above 4 billion rands. Now, my role is to identify the land, where I find the land, also to make sure that I do the feasibility studies, rezoning. After rezoning the land, then, if it's a commercial properties, I'll then also go out and negotiate with the national tenants to occupy the building. That is the role that I'm tasked to do.
All right. Mr. Lechane, you say that there's only two properties that were sold to the pension fund. We've got a list of 17 properties that belonged to Akane Properties at some stage and
that's
had been
lie.
Transferred into the name of the pension fund.
No, that's a lie. The only property that was transferred in both the fund and Akane Properties is the hotel in Kempton Park.
That would be the Destiny Hotel.
Yeah, that's the Destiny Hotel. It's currently the Radisson Hotel under construction in Middelburg or Stiefschwerte, as well as the shopping mall in Zeerust. These are the only three properties where Akane is involved.
All right. Let's look at the Destiny Hotel property, because that's come up as well in the conversation with Ndo attorneys around the sale of that particular property for 300 million, whereas the property was purchased originally and valued as far back as 2018 at about 2 million. You've responded to that. I saw that you responded to that in a Sunday World piece around those valuations. Is there a reason why the property is not listed on the pension fund's asset register, given that they've owned the property since 2018 or 2019 thereabouts, and there's been no reporting of that since then?
No. That property is listed under the group of properties within the Municipal Employees Pension Fund. During 2018, that you refer to, I had the loan, which was in a form of a bond from IDC. IDC bonded that earth to the tune of 286 million, which was equivalent to 20% of the complete cost or capital outlay of building the hotel. Now, because IDC was not allowing a drawdown after they've registered the bond, then the fund preferred to participate in the construction of the hotel.
All right, Mr. Lechane, you bring up the properties and you say the growth stems from the growth in the properties. When we look at the growth in the properties from the period 2020 to 2023, that growth goes from 1.4 billion rand to about 3.2 billion rand as stated by the financial statements. So I can give you the exact figure, but it's on the financial statements, it's around 3.2 billion rand. However, when the numbers are done for the actual balance sheet for those particular properties, there's a discrepancy where it seems those properties are understated by 943 million rand. Now, if the financials are audited without any irregularities and there are unqualified audit reports, how do we explain a 943 billion, a million rand amount that is unaccounted for? I'm not asking you to comment on that as the accountants, because we understand you would not have drawn up those financials, but surely as the fund administrator for this period of time and as the property manager on these properties, 943 million rand is a material amount. You can agree?
Yeah, I don't agree that they were a misstatement. Remember, the funds, we could not, for instance, evaluate the fund in 2020. Okay?
Okay.
So we only evaluated the fund after 2020. The fund properties, which they're getting evaluated almost every year.
As you evaluate the fund,
you'll get a different value.
Right.
But now, have this in mind. Auditors verify all the assets. And in this case, if you look at the history of the fund, we had various audit firms, external auditors, that were auditing the fund. None of them have ever came across or qualified or real reasons to the financials of the fund. None. So one cannot tell me that the attorneys is an auditor that can tell you or the public that the fund has misstated its asset. There's no way that can happen.
So this is not anything that Ndoh has said on their part. This was just having a look at the financial statements themselves. On the financial statements, there are adjustments to the tune of 326 odd million rand in adjustments that were made down to the property. So the fair values of these properties were adjusted down by 300 million. Despite this, there's still that 900 million rand that is unaccounted for. This discrepancy is not something you and I can clarify at this point in time. Would Akane subject...
No. I think you are referring... If it's 2018, 2019...
It's 2023.
Remember... Well, that I need to check as to what transpired there. I won't be able to give you an answer because I don't know what item you are referring to. But remember, there were constructions that were going on. So that is a capital expenditure towards the development. It does not mean that the fund has been understated. No. It's the money that was going out for development of the properties.
Mr. Lichane,
if it's 2023, we're building Zerust Mall, which is a 20 GLA. If you go there, you'll see the mall that I'm referring to. And now the fund is benefiting out of the income.
All right. Mr. Lijani, to clarify all of these misunderstandings and conversations that have been going back and forth between yourselves and Ndoh, would it not just be easier to open up the pension fund as well as all of Akane's books to a forensic audit? Is that something you'd be open to doing if that is what they want to see?
Well, when you go for... Remember, the funds... have its own decision. I'm not involved in the decision of the Municipal Employees Pension Fund. It has about 9 board members that deals with the decision of the fund. I don't form part of that. And in most cases, you do forensic if there's something wrong with the fund. But if all those external auditors have done their job thoroughly and properly, there's nothing wrong in it. And the other part is there are laws in this country.
Yes.
If the register or the Financial Services Conduct Authority did find that there was something untoward in the manner in which the fund was audited, they will raise their hand for that. It won't be some rhetoric coming from the Antonis to make statements that are unfounded and are incorrect. It won't be.
All right. I think we will leave the conversation there. Thank you for availing yourself, Mr. Lijani. Thank you for providing the clarity that you have. We will leave the conversation there. That is Zamani Lijani, who is a chairman of the Akane Group, responding to the allegations that were made by Ndoh attorneys regarding the Municipal Employees Pension Fund and the administration of that fund.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.